This year is the Nishmas Henzel Ayer Ben Shalom. Somebody asked me the following question. He was about to close on a real estate project, and one of his investors backed out last second, and he needed to come up with some cash quickly. He approached a neighbor of his, someone he was friendly with, who was a hard money lender, and asked him for a loan. And his friend took care of him. He gave him a very reasonable rate, and he made sure that he got approved on time. And this happened about a month and a half before Purim. And this was not someone who we generally gave Mishalech Manus to in the past. And he wanted to know, would it be mutter from this year to give the lender Mishalech Manus? The first question is, do we say that since it's a mitzvah to give Mishalech Manus, there will not be a ribbis problem? Or do we say that since he does not have to give the Mishalech Manus to this lender, he's able to be mekayim mitzvah by giving it to someone else, the Isser Ribbis would apply? Secondly, if we do say that there would be an Isser Ribbis, what happens if the lender is somebody who you always have given Mishalech Manus to in the past? Family member, a good friend, do you now have to refrain from giving him Mishalech Manus? Another factor was that they closed on the loan about 6 weeks before Purim, and by the time Purim came around, the lender had already sold the loan to a third party. So do we say that since he's no longer your lender, there will not be an Isser Ribbis? And lastly, being that he was paying interest on this loan, they used a Heter Iska. So do we say that since a Heter Iska is essentially restructuring the transaction from a loan into an investment, there is no lender-borrower relationship at all, and therefore there would be no Isser Ribbis to give additional benefits to the lender? Or there still is some lender-borrower relationship, and it would be prohibited from giving any extra benefits? So I'd like to go through each factor individually. The halacha is, if a borrower finds a lost object that belongs to the lender, it's permitted for him to return the item to the lender, even though he's benefiting the lender, being that it is a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda to return the object to the lender. However, I saw in a Sefer Mishnas Ribbis, he brings down Rishayim and Ksubas Daf Kaf Ches, that are clear that this is because the only way for you to be mekayim the mitzvah is to give it to the lender specifically. However, if you have a different mitzvah, which the borrower has the ability to be mekayim through someone else, for example, certain cases of tzedakah, then it would be usur for the borrower to give the tzedakah to the lender because of the fact that he's benefiting the lender because of the loan. And therefore, the same would be true with regard to Mishalech Manus. Since you're able to be mekayim the mitzvah through giving it to someone else, and you do not have to give it to the lender, and since it's a benefit to the lender, it's a monetary benefit, it would be usur to give Mishalech Manus to your lender. Now, with regard to the second shaila, let's say the lender was someone who you have always given Mishalech Manus to in the past. The halacha is as follows. Aside from a few exceptions, for example, if it's a very large gift or certain public gifts, something which you have given to the lender before and you would give regardless of the loan, as long as your intention is not to give the gift because of the loan, would be permitted. And therefore, Mishalech Manus, which is not a large gift, as long as the borrower's intention is not to give it because of the loan, rather he's giving it to him same way he had given him in the past, it would be mutter. However, any extra effort to make sure that you give to him, or if you give him a nicer Mishalech Manus than what you would have given to him in the past, that would be usur because of ribbis. An interesting point. What happens if throughout your interaction with the lender, you become friends, to the point where you would give Mishalech Manus to him based on your friendship and not necessarily based on the loan? Then technically speaking, if that's the case, that would be mutter. Sometimes it might be hard for the borrower to determine whether or not he's giving it strictly because of the friendship. A good indicator might be if the lender would give the borrower based on the friendship, then it's clear that the Mishalech Manus is for the friendship, not for the loan. With regard to the shaila that the loan was now sold and he's no longer your lender, there still is a concept known as ribbis mucharis, which means that even after a loan is paid off, there still can be an isser ribbis if the borrower gives a gift to the lender in appreciation for the loan. But being that the loan is already paid off, there are certain leniencies. And the rule is that Mikra Adin, Rama, Bekveger, and others, Paskin, that as long as it's not a large matana, and the borrower doesn't speak out that he's giving it to the lender because of the loan, that even though his intention is to give it to the lender because of the loan, it would be permitted. And many Paskin are make like this Rama. However, there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav and a Shach who both hold that where the intention is that he's giving it to the lender because of the loan, then there would be a problem of ribbis. And I saw in the Mishnas Ribbis that it's commendable to be machmer like the Shita. With regard to the last point that Heter Iska was used, so we spoke at in episode 4 that there are primarily two types of Heter Iskas. there is what's known as a kuli pekadon, which means that the entire sum of money was advanced as an investment. And this being the case, the Bris Yehuda points out, there is no lender-borrower relationship at all, and therefore it's completely mutter for the borrower to give additional gifts to the lender. The other type of heteriska is what's known as a chatzi mova, chatzi bekadin, which means that only half the money was advanced as an investment, and that's where the lender takes back his profits, while the other half of the money still remains a loan to protect the lender for at least half his money. And this being the case, since half the money was advanced as a loan, they do still maintain a lender-borrower relationship. However, this is still subject to Machlokes Paiskim. The Chavos Das says that even the Chatzi Milva is not a real loan, and therefore certain chumras that apply to other loans would not apply to a Chatzi Milva. And seemingly, there would not be any Isser of Ribbis Mucheres on a Chatzi Milva. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is Machmer, and he says that the same halachas that apply to a regular loan would apply to a Chatzi Milva as well. And it seems like the Ayam is Noeg to Machmer like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and therefore when using a Kuli Pekadin, there will not be any problems. But when using a Chatzi Milva, it's best to be Machmer, not to give any additional benefits. Now, getting back to our Shaila, they had used a Chatzi Milva. However, I spoke to the Mechaber with Mishnas Ribbis, and he said that one does not have to be Machmer on both Chumras, meaning, since it's only a Chatzi Milva, and the loan was already paid off, and therefore it's only a question of Ribbis Mucheres, you definitely can be Meikel like the Rama and give them a Shleich Manas, as long as you don't speak out that it's being done in appreciation for the loan, even though your intention is for the loan. So to summarize, Meshulayach Manas, even though it is a mitzvah to give, being that you're able to be Mekayim mitzvah through someone else, there can be an Isser Ribbis by giving it to your lender. If it's someone who you've given to in the past, then it's mutter, as long as you don't have any intention to give it to him because of the loan. If the loan was already paid off, then Mikra Adin, as long as you don't speak out clearly that you're giving him because of the loan, even though your intention is to give it to him because of the loan, it's mutter. However, it's commendable to follow the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Shach that if your intention is for the loan, you should not give it. And finally, when using Heteriska, if it's a Kulei Pekadin, then there is no lender-borrower relationship at all and the Isser Ribbis will not apply. If it's a Chatzi Milva, then again it's a Mechlokes Paiskim, but it is commendable to follow the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the borrower should not give any extra gifts to the lender.